After round-the-clock debate on Saturday and Sunday, the U.S. Senate passed the last major economic bill of Joe Biden's agenda, the Inflation Reduction Act.
On this vote, the yeas are 50, the nays are 50. The Senate being equally divided, the Vice President votes in the affirmative, and the bill, as amended, is passed.
The bill will raise $430 billion for a wide range of priorities, improving health care coverage, tackling climate change by investing in electric cars and renewable energy, imposing a mandatory 15% income tax on corporations, and cutting the deficit.
This bill will kickstart the era of affordable clean energy in America. It's a game changer. It's a turning point. And it's been a long time in coming.
The bill had been considered dead until Democratic leaders negotiated a compromise with Senators Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema that guaranteed their support. Senate Republicans offered amendment after amendment in hopes of destroying the Democrats' unity. They blocked a plan to require private health insurers to charge no more than $35 a month for insulin, but that wasn't enough to derail the overall bill. After the vote, Senate Republicans issued a statement calling the bill a disaster. Earlier on Sunday, and just out of COVID isolation, President Joe Biden signaled to reporters he thought the bill would pass. Now it's up to the House of Representatives to approve the bill before Biden can sign it into law. That vote is tentatively set for Friday. Rosalind Jordan, Al Jazeera, Washington.